Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. The campus of Central Michigan University will be quiet today for a very different reason than it was on Friday. The university has begun its spring break, but on Friday, the campus in Mount Pleasant went into lockdown after word spread that a gunman had killed two people in a campus dorm. 19-year-old James Davis Jr. is accused of shooting his parents, James Davis Sr. and Diva Davis. Police eventually arrested Davis early Saturday morning. Steve Carmody was there covering the story for Michigan Radio. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Let's start with the latest information about James Davis Jr. What have police learned about him and what he was doing in the hours before he allegedly shot his parents?
Well, Mr. Davis encountered police a couple of times before the shooting. Early on Thursday, they encountered him, and Mr. Davis apparently told an officer that he felt someone was threatening him, threatening his life, and they did an investigation into that. They looked into it. They couldn't find anything. Early on Friday morning, about 1:30 in the morning, Mr. Davis was found sitting with his belongings in the lounge at the hall where he lived. They indicated that they thought he was either suffering from a drug overdose at that time or was having a drug reaction. So he was taken to a local hospital where he underwent treatment and left the hospital around 8 o'clock or so with his parents, who had come up to pick him up to take him home for spring break. It was after they left the hospital and went back to the Campbell residence hall that he apparently took a weapon from his father's car and shot his parents in his dorm room.
Davis's parents were James Davis Sr. and Diva Davis, as we mentioned. What else can you tell us about them?
Well, Mr. Davis was a police officer in suburban Chicago. He was also an Iraq War veteran. Mrs. Davis was a breast cancer survivor. They have two other children. At this point, we really don't know of anything else going on within the family that may have prompted any type of reaction by the younger son.
Steve, what was the scene like at Central Michigan's campus while Davis was still at large on Friday?
For most of the time that Davis was on the run and police were searching for him, the campus was obviously very quiet for two reasons. One, the campus was on a lockdown. Now, a lot of students had already left campus because this is spring break week this week. So the campus was already quieter than it normally is. And obviously then during the lockdown, students were confused, concerned. Some that I talked to were rather irritated that their plans to move on to spring break were being delayed because of the lockdown, but it was a very quiet campus.
What's next for James Davis Jr.?
Well, Mr. Davis has spent the weekend in a local hospital undergoing treatment. What exactly that treatment is for is not completely clear. Again, he was exhibiting some odd behavior on Thursday and Friday. So at this point, he's remained in the hospital, and his arraignment on murder and gun charges has not happened as of yet.
Is there anything planned at CMU for this week? As you mentioned, it's spring break, so they're out of their normal schedule. What will the campus be doing for students when they eventually return?
At this point, they haven't said what exactly their plans are. I think they're going to spend the next few days trying to decide how they're going to handle counselors or things like that for the students. According to the university spokesperson, this is going to be business as usual day at CMU. What their plans are for next week when the students return, again, they'll figure that out, they say, over the next few days.
Michigan Radio, Steve Carmody. Steve, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.